The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
Wait, skip this.
No, this is my song.
You always say that.
Because they are my songs.
Give me the aux.
Of being a commuter. This is Rocio and Serena,
and you're listening to The Commuters.
Welcome back to The Commuters, the podcast about life in motion, one bus ride at a time. I'm Rocio.
And I'm Serena. And if you're new here, we're two cousins who spend a lot of time getting from one place to another.
But today, we're talking about the kind of trips that don't feel like getting somewhere. They feel like getting something you get to experience.
Car rides, Blue Mountain weekends, Niagara trips, late night drives. The kind of moments that stay with you.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so I wanted to get started with camping. I feel like that's a really big road trip thing, at least in my family.
No, yeah. I mean, we've gone together before, right? I think we've gone like two or three times. Yeah, we've gone like two or three times. Yeah. I'm not like the biggest camping person, but like if you go with like people like you're close with, obviously, like
with me.
With you. I feel like you can like make something out of it. And like, I like nature. For me, it's just like sleeping and like there's bears out there. Like, that's what scares me about camping. And like the scenery has to be like nice and there has to be trails, right? And all that. But yeah, it also depends like with the people you go with at the end of the day.
Yeah. Like I remember going to this one camping trip where it was beautiful, like absolutely stunning. I think it was Killarney. Mm. I don't know if that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The mountains, the water was teal. The mountains were like beautiful. I'm pretty sure there was like snow at the top of the mountains.
Also, just for our listeners to know, Serena and I are on like 3 hours and 3.5 hours of sleep. You know, it's the end of the school semester almost. So just bear with us today. It's going to be a chill episode. It's our last episode of the season, actually, because we are a bi-weekly podcast this semester.
Bittersweet.
Yeah, but you know what? Who knows? Maybe we're back for a third season. So, who knows? It'll be exciting, but yeah, we're still going to be on social media, so make sure to find us there on Instagram. Yeah. Off topic, but yeah.
But yeah, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I love... Oh my God! Serena and I went camping once with, like, her family, my family. And we went kayaking, and we literally had, like, a competition.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? So I was with Serena, and I think, like, the two people who were, like, in front were you and me and then our dads.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were literally, like, competing who can get back to shore first.
Did we win?
We won.
Yeah.
We
that sounds like.
Won. We ran. Like, also, I fell on my butt.
Oh, yeah. There's literally a picture of that. I love it.
We're just really competitive. But, yeah, it was really fun. Hey, kayaking is a form of commuting.
Oh, that's so true.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was our commute.
That
I
day.
Like that. I like that commute.
Yeah, me too. It was fun.
No, but I love road trips to, like, beautiful scenery. Oh, there we go. Beautiful again. Sceneries of... Because Canada is beautiful, guys.
So beautiful. Honestly, yeah. Like, I feel like there's so many places in Canada I still want to explore. I love road trips, too. I love this idea of packing and just, like, being on the road, listening to music on your way there. Listening to music depending on, like, where you're going. Like, setting the vibe for that place you're going to, you
100%.
Know?
Like, if you're going to, like... A beach or something.
Yeah, it's like more upbeat.
Yeah.
If you're going camping, it's more like, I don't know, like R&B or like even country, honestly. Like,
yeah. I'm not a big country listener, but I'm low-key getting into it a little bit more. I like, Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan.
There's like
I
a certain, I think it's like pop country. That, mm-hmm. like,
I can't be like
my vibe.
The really country. I don't like that. I'm sorry.
Like we said, we're not a Nati Peluso podcast, but you should go listen to her. But yeah, I just love that like car ride feeling with like listening to music, windows down, and like all the snacks being passed around. Oh, like, my God. While you're...
No, you know what? I don't like that part of road trips because...
Why?
My family will open up a snack and eat it within a second. And I'm a slow eater, like extremely slow.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'll get like two bites of whatever it is, like two chips.
It's like, sorry.
And I'm like, oh, can I have like another one?
You weren't fast enough.
They're done. What do you mean they're done?
But honestly, I feel like those like long car rides, especially with like family or like if you're going with your friends, like time goes by so fast. Because, you know, you're like chatting and you're enjoying the scenery and like you're ready to get to that place, right? Okay, wait. Speaking of like car rides, day drive or night drive?
Night.
Me too.
Depends, actually.
Really?
Actually, no. I love night. No, night. Night.
I love blasting music at night.
My favorite thing is, this isn't road trip related, but
that's okay.
I love just driving by myself, blasting music at night.
That's like commuting related, yeah.
Yeah. And when the streets are just empty, and summer, if it's summer
don't
with the windows down.
Don't forget speeding.
I love it.
She speeds, guys.
No, I don't. No, I don't, guys. No.
Oh my God.
Speeding is bad, guys. But I love it. It's so nice.
What do you
not
love?
Speeding. Not speeding.
I was like, wait, what? That didn't make sense.
The look you gave me.
Yeah.
No. I like driving at night with the windows down. It's so nice.
What's another road trip you've been on? Or one we went on together. Oh, we went to Brooklyn. I know we talked about this in, I think, two episodes ago when we talked about like commuting in different cities. We commuted to Brooklyn by car. It was a really long road trip. I think it was like 8 hours.
I love driving to New York, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's so fun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. I like it.
But you can tell when you get to New York, like the traffic and just like the honking and the vibes. Like you could just tell
everything.
On the road. Yeah. Yeah,
the
but
stores.
That was a nice experience.
You just know you're in the U.S. Yeah, I really like that.
I mean, we were in separate cars, but like we stopped and like, yeah, it was nice.
Some other places we've been to in the U.S. actually, when the solar eclipse happened.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Watertown.
Back. Watertown, yes.
That was exciting.
That was nice. It's nice being able to like drive to these places.
Yeah. I remember we drove to Kingston.
Yeah.
Stayed at a hotel. Woke up the next morning and drove to Watertown.
Yeah, and that was such a nice experience, seeing the eclipse.
Yes. Yeah.
I did a time lapse.
Oh, yeah, we have a time lapse. Also, like, they said don't take your glasses off, but, like, we did for, like, a split second.
When you tell us not to do something.
Oh, no, don't say
no,
that.
No, I remember we literally kept on taking them off because we're like, oh, no, I like
we were like, wait, we want to.
We're so bad.
It was actually
we
really cool.
We took it off, like, you could see it in the time lapse. We took it off,
we're
like,
terrible.
10 times. And then we would turn around and be like, I looked at it. We're so stupid.
I remember that. It's okay. You know what? Our eyes are okay. But honestly, that was like a really cool experience. Like, I don't know when I'm going to get to do that again. Really, like, I don't know when that's going to happen
again.
How
often is the eclipse?
Let's do a little Google search.
But yeah, it was so beautiful. There you go.
So
we should do a beautiful count.
Beautiful. So solar eclipse occurs 2 to 5 times per year globally with at least 2 required annually. Oh, it happens more than I thought. What?
No, but maybe.
Why
like,
did
that
I
was
think?
The, like a really good one.
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
It probably is. I have no idea, but I don't know.
It was special because why would it...
Yeah, wait. Everyone was talking about it. Like, oh my God, the solar eclipse.
No, because I think it was like
it was
special,
probably a big one. Yeah, okay.
Special one. No, it was like fully covering. It would go pitch black.
Oh, yes. It was like the perfectly in the middle or yeah, whatever. But yeah, that was really nice. And like we got to explore Watertown. Watertown is like a really chill city. Honestly, there's not much... But yeah, the eclipse was actually surreal. It was really nice. Yeah. I love just like that feeling of getting away. Like if I'm commuting somewhere that's far, like I just love the anticipation to go there.
Okay, this is a random question. Would you prefer being the one driving during a road trip or the one like in the passenger what part in the car would you want to be in?
Okay, that's actually a tough question because, like, I actually went on a road trip on the weekend to Niagara Falls. My sister had a volleyball competition. And, like, yes, it's nice being, like, the passenger, But it's like sometimes I get that urge of like, wait, I kind of want to drive to this destination.
I love driving.
I think it's because I have more driving experience now and we're getting older. Like, we just like that feeling, I guess. But like, I don't know. It's like a 50-50. It depends where I'm going. It depends how I'm feeling.
And who you're with.
Exactly. And who I'm with. Like, if I'm with you, I would want to drive because, like, I don't really trust your driving skills.
I'm kidding. My driving skills are beautiful. Guys, we're getting our G finally. Yes. After, like,
oh, don't
years.
Tell them that we don't have it yet.
On April 17th, guys, wish us luck on my dad's birthday.
We will get it, hopefully.
But yeah, every time I get in the car with, like, my family, I always ask to drive, and they know I'm going to ask. So they're like, yeah, just drive, whatever. Do you want to drive? They'll, like, pick me up at the train station. I'm like, can I drive?
You don't even have to ask. They just go, yes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
It's like the, oh my God, is it called positive reinforcement? No, what is it called?
I trained them.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, never mind. What? I don't know. Okay, another part, like, another thing that I guess it relates to commuting, not like it relates to being in a car. Like, I love just like hopping into a car and like having those like late night like moments, those late night talks, or like being able to watch the sunset with your friend and then you like park somewhere and you just like rant. Like,
yes, I feel like at night is when those in the car
yeah.
and at night when you're driving with someone is when like those deep conversations come out.
Yeah,
and
there's like something about, I don't know, like having a little commute around first and then like just stopping.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain it, but like it's the best feeling ever. We do that a lot. Like usually like if we go out somewhere, it's like we come back late, we drive, and then we just stop and sit in the car sometimes to talk.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's like, I don't know, you feel comfortable in it.
You're like in a little like,
yeah,
confined space, and you're just like, it's
you feel
silent.
Comfortable.
Like, no
you
one
feel
can
safe.
Hear you.
Yeah. It's not, I don't think I could say the same for, like, the subway or the train, but
We're having deep conversations on the subway.
I mean, I feel like on the train, I can, yeah.
Train's
like,
better,
if it's,
yeah.
If it's, like, late at night and, like, we're commuting back, like, I feel like I can. I don't know. It depends. But, yeah, I prefer the car.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I do. I think I know what time it is.
Station break.
Okay, so what's our game today?
So, our game today is called Ox Court.
Ooh, okay.
So, I'm gonna name a scenario.
Okay.
And you have to pick from the options I give you of what to play.
Okay, I can give you some too.
Okay. So, okay. First scenario.
Okay.
What are you playing the second you get into the car? I'll answer with you. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Fiend by Travis Scott.
Seb would play that.
Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. Or Greedy by Tate McRae.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to have to go with Greedy by Tate McRae. I just like her music a lot. Like, compared to the other artists.
I might say Espresso.
Second, I was going to say Espresso.
Yeah, Greedy or Espresso.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, someone else wrote these song options for us.
Oh, yeah, we had
so
a friend.
So it's a surprise for both
we
of us.
We had a friend do it. So,
Late Night Drive. It's dark, everyone's quiet. What are you playing? 505 by Arctic Monkeys.
Okay.
Nights by Frank Ocean. Mm. Or Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. I think either Frank Ocean or Arctic Monkeys.
I really like Frank Ocean. I love listening to Frank Ocean late at night. It just sets this vibe, this mood, mm-hmm. especially if you're driving by yourself. Frank Ocean is 100%. A great artist to listen to late at night.
I have a playlist full of Frank Ocean and like some other songs too, but he's such a vibe. Next is Almost at Blue Mountain. You're 10 minutes away. What's the move? Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus or Good Days SZA. Oh. Good Days SZA would have been good at night.
Yes.
But arriving,
Party in the USA. Yeah, you're like, okay, we're almost there, guys. You're like, heads up, you're playing my song.
Yes.
And then you get there and you're like, oh, now we have to wait another 30 minutes.
Yeah. Next is Ox Crimes. What gets your ox privileges taken away? Baby Shark. Playing only Drake or skipping someone's favorite song halfway or putting a sad song mid-hype?
What gets your privileges taken away?
Yes.
When I skip someone's song, I start getting attacked.
Okay, yeah, that 100%.
Yeah.
All of these are horrible.
Yeah, why do we put Baby Shark on there?
Drake,
come on.
Drake only.
I think all of the above. But, like, the most likely to is if I skip someone's song. Like, I know I would be pretty upset, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and that wraps up our game. I hope you guys enjoyed that one.
Yeah, just a quick little, what are you listening to in your long commute? Two final questions, just to wrap up this episode and to wrap up our season. A little bit more relating to the topic we talked about today. Why do you think that the drive always feels so much more memorable? Like the commute, getting there.
I think one of the main reasons is because you're like in a small space with the people you love or your friends.
Yeah.
And you're just making memories together.
I feel like also because you're like in this small enclosed space, like it just gives you more bonding time. Especially if it's like with a small group of friends.
Yeah.
And you could just catch up or like talk about music. Like smaller things. I don't know, like things that don't really come up in like a big group setting, you know? Yeah. It's like an intimate moment.
Yeah, you have more time to like think and reflect in there.
But then also you could go crazy and like sing like Party in the USA, for example.
Karaoke in the car.
Yeah, I like that's my favorite
thing. Snacks. Just
yeah. You know what it feels like? It feels like when you're little and you build a fort. And then, like, you watch TV.
Yes.
Like, it's that same feeling.
Because it's, like, your little fort in there on the road trip. You bring, like, your pillows or blankets
snacks,
or whatever snacks.
Yeah, you, like, pack. Yeah.
It's cozy.
Yeah, I just thought like of that. Yeah, wait, that's a cute.
That's,
yeah.
That's the perfect way to describe
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And last question. Who's your ideal person to be in the car with? There's a right answer.
Not you.
Beep, beep, beep.
No, I'm just kidding. I would say you. No, but like someone that like just like gets you. Because in the car.
Oh, you think I get you? I know I get you. You get
sadly,
me too.
All these years we've.
Oh, 21 years I have to deal with you.
No, but like.
Yeah.
Someone in the car that just gets you. Because like if you want to just drive in silence with music. Or like. Person just like knows, you know.
Or like if you just want to bring up. Like, the most random thing ever, it's not, it doesn't feel out of place.
Exactly.
You know? So, I'd also say you. Yeah. I hope our friends don't get offended, but yeah. But yeah, this has been a great episode, you know, talking about our road trips, commuting, getting there, about our experiences there. And, you know, it's our last episode of the season, but you know what? We're hoping to hopefully be back for season 3, crossing our fingers.
Yes.
You never know. But yeah, just remembering that some of the best memories aren't planned. They happen somewhere between where you start and where you end up.
Beautifully said.
I want to go back and listen to how many times you said beautiful now.
Hey, you said it too.
I said it like twice. All right, so thank you so much for listening. And we're signing off season 2, The Commuters.